Whatever. Get customers involved.
Wednesday night bar talk.
No, Jimmy's the idiot.
Yeah, Jimmy's the idiot.
If I score hot takes, he assists a game. No matter how many games,
36 games.
And the All-Star break, and now a little bit now, they're playing really good.
Hold on. Who's got the leverage tonight? Now, 5-2. Leverage is all you. I got the leverage.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Dougie and the Boys, episode 2. We got
Big Dave.
Always trust the drust.
Always trust the drust.
Always trust the drust.
Did you just come up with
no,
that?
No, I always been saying that.
Oh, I have.
I said it. That's nice. Me and my brother's motto. Go always. He did it to his wife the other day. He goes, "Honey, you can always trust and drust." And we just gave her a smile.
I never heard of that saying.
No.
So that's new for me.
Hey, well, you can always trust and drust, ladies and gentlemen.
Must be nice.
Be on T-shirt nice. Sooner or later. No, I'm kidding.
Oh God! Imagine.
All right, I come in next week. The shirt or a sweatshirt. You can always trust and drust.
You could sell them.
Shit, if I could sell them, shit, we might make some good money. I'll just sell them at our jobs.
The Duck Strava Show is brought to you by the Monkey Bar and Grill. Swing on by.
Where's my goddamn stick?
It's somewhere. I haven't no
idea.
It's the hockey stick.
Yeah, where's
my
stick?
I don't know where it went.
We got to get him a new one.
Yeah, we got to get him a new one.
Yeah,
I'm going to bring in, I got a little baseball bat from
that's fine.
The Patriots.
All right, no.
Baseball team.
My hands will burn. Oh, okay, that's fine.
Baseball team.
Oh, the Somerset Patriots.
Yeah.
That's fine.
So let's preview tonight. We got Packers and the Lions. Lions looking like they're the favorite for the NFC North.
Was it 3.5 that game? I think the spread is.
I think so.
I don't know.
I would probably go with the
Lions.
I would go with the over.
The favorite for the game.
It'd be the one
division.
Game the Packers win though for some reason.
Yeah,
they got to win one game, and it's gonna be the one game that they win. Watch.
It could. I don't know because they could win a decent amount of games because they. Jordan Love is showing that he has talent. It's just the defense been helping him out big time.
Well, they're not playing horrible. They're not playing like the Bears.
No, Bears. That prediction went. No, I agree with both of you. That on paper, at the beginning of the season, they look great. Like they sounded great. Fucking shit the bed. They shit the bed.
Must be nice.
I don't know why you're laughing. You said they could be a surprise team.
I never said that though. I said
yes, you did.
I said, can
you
I
give
me
some, you
can
said
I give you the exact words I said. I said they could compete. Doesn't mean they're going to win games.
You said, you know who could be a surprise team?
Yes, I said that, but
you just caught yourself in the lie.
No, but I said that they could compete, but they're not going to win games.
Well, they ain't competing. They're not competing.
Yeah, they're not competing.
They got blown out by the freaking the Packers first game, and then what was the second game they played? Who did they play?
Taylor Swift.
No, not just, that was the third.
That was just third.
That was third. The second, I can't think of the second.
We're in week 4 already?
Yeah, we're in week four already.
Yeah,
flying through. But yeah, no, they shit the bed big time.
Yeah. So who do we think wins tonight?
Well, he's saying
Packers.
I'm going to say Lions.
I think Detroit wins it.
Yeah, I think Detroit.
There's no way Detroit's going to lose this game.
Yeah,
I don't know. They're playing in Green Bay, so.
No, I know, but.
Yeah, but what they did last year in Green Bay.
Yeah, but they're due for a win. For a good win.
Well, no, Green Bay just won the other.
And they wanted to stop Rodgers. That was a statement win for them.
Yeah, well, yeah, especially. Man. Honestly, if Rodgers won, he might be in last year, if he would have went into that playoffs, might be a sneaky team going into that.
I don't know.
I don't know. It's a what if, but if they would have got it, even if Detroit would have got in.
That's a big what if.
Yeah, I'm just saying. If Detroit would upset some teams, I think.
They're what?
What's
they're
the
what?
Spread right now?
It's 3.5. I believe it's 3.5.
Detroit -2.
-2.
It went down then. All right.
Yeah, it's not bad.
No, it's not bad at all.
Well, let's see. Let's see the injury report for them. Is there anybody in?
I actually, speaking of that,
I think he's a.
Guys, just give me a moment. We got to take a quick pause.
Why? What happens?
I got to check my fantasy team. Make sure no one's out.
Oh, you should.
David Montgomery is questionable.
I don't think you're playing anybody tonight, though. I don't think.
No, I know, but last time I didn't check.
I know. He had Waddle. Yeah, he had Waddle.
And I had Waddle out.
Listen, it didn't matter anyway. I still killed you. I had the highest points right now.
So, Aaron Jones is playing tonight.
He's coming back off of injury.
Yeah. Christian Watson's coming back.
That's good. That's good. See, but that's going to be offensive game, but I think they, because I think, isn't Alexander out? I think he was saying.
No, he's not
out.
Report.
I thought he was out.
So right now on the out list for Green Bay is Elton Jenkins. Zach Tom.
Okay.
Zane Anderson. Aaron Jones is still questionable. They said he's suiting up and he's playing. Christian Watson's questionable, but he's playing.
He might be limited though. Like
on the Lions, CJ Gardner-Johnson's on IR.
All right, play you, David.
Yeah, David Montgomery questionable still.
Don't matter. They have Josh Gibbs. I think that's a good backup to have there playing tonight.
Yeah, but Gibbs is limited compared to Montgomery, in my opinion.
Mm. Well, it's like the whole. I mean, you talk about at the cigar lounge. Freaking remember when Swift went off after Gainwell got hurt?
That's Swift though. Different. It's totally different.
But I'm just saying, and
Swift's still going off.
Yeah, dude, he got me like 22. It was crazy last week. I won my fantasy. I had AJ Brown 20 plus points. I had Swift about 22.
Dave, would you trade Cup for Higgins?
You got Cup?
Cooper Cup, but he's on.
I'll trade you a Cooper Cup for Higgins.
Oh, you do that?
No, don't do that. Don't. No.
No.
Why? He's going to be the RB1 when he gets back to freaking.
I don't know. I don't trust the Rams and his health right now.
RB1. I tell, dude.
Dave, he's on the IR.
I'm telling you. Okay, go ahead, do it.
But when's he expect to come back?
Soon.
Listen, if you want to do it, you just let me know, bro.
I can't even get on the freaking fantasy today. My freaking internet sucks.
Yeah, well, you got T-Mobile, bro?
Because if Burrow stays healthy,
AT&T, I think I have AT&T.
You don't even know who you have?
I always forget, because I used to have a fraction for so many years, and then...
Must be nice.
Listen, I'll veto that fucking thing real quick, but go right ahead.
Must be nice.
If you want T. Higgins, you let me know, bro. I'll send you.
Yeah, I'll let you know.
Why do you want T. Higgins, though?
I feel like once Burrow gets healthy,
that's the thing is, I'm the same way, because I got Burrow in my other league. Now, I don't need Burrow, because I got Tua.
Yeah, well. Tua's going off.
But I feel like sooner or later, Burrow's got a click, and he's going to go off.
That's if he could, but the problem is he's going to get hit completely still, like he is. He's gonna be uncomfortable the entire time.
Yeah, but he's not. Even though he's not completely healthy, he's still getting healthy over time.
Well, we'll see. They're playing. Who are they playing this weekend? Oh, they're playing Tennessee.
Yeah,
Tennessee ain't that. Yeah.
So I think that like
they probably go off against Tennessee a little bit.
And once they start that trend of winning, they're gonna keep winning.
Yeah, but the problem is that. The AFC North is going to be hard. You've already seen it. It's already all teams have a loss already. Even I can't believe Baltimore lost to Indy.
But it had a lot of injuries.
I know, but that's
they had like six starters.
That's what we said about Baltimore. Baltimore is injury prone. Odell Beckham's freaking hurt. J.K. Dobbins is out for the season. Gus, their running game is pretty much done now. But,
yeah.
All right. So if you look at the Bengals. Next upcoming games.
Yeah, Tennessee.
They play Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
They play Arizona.
That's probably
true. They play Seattle.
That's going to be a good game.
Then they play San Fran.
I think San Fran dominates them.
They play Buffalo.
Buffalo might be get revenge.
Because last year the Bengals were 3-4 and they went on a run again.
Yeah, but true.
I mean, their schedule is not that hard.
It's not hard, but it's like...
Don't get me wrong. Cooper Kupp is an unbelievable player, but
the problem is now is...
The Rams suck.
It's not even the Rams suck.
No, they didn't.
You're going off of injuries. So, okay, Cooper Kupp, phenomenal player. Outstanding when he's playing.
Mm-hmm.
He's already injured in the first quarter of the season. We're 4 weeks in. He's on IR, which means that he has to stay out I think it's a maximum of four weeks.
I'm 1-2, basically.
It's four, I think.
So he comes back the fifth week. Who says he doesn't get hurt again?
Oh, yeah, no, I agree.
Who says the injury is not lingering throughout the season? So it's like it's a gamble,
John.
But at the same time,
I mean, we can.
For him, it's not a gamble. It's not a gamble for both of us because of the fact that I got T. Higgins, and where is he? He's on my bench.
Yeah.
He's got Cooper Kupp. Where is he?
On his
IR.
Yeah.
So nope, it's okay, he could trade it, but I've also got Tyreek Hill, Justin Jefferson.
I know.
So it's when will I put Cooper Kupp in the game? When somebody's on bye, maybe?
Probably, unless they don't share the same bye.
Yeah, because there's going to be a lot of people on that fantasy.
Yeah.
If I go into the fantasy, let's see. I got Patrick Mahomes starting, Derrick Henry, Josh Jacobs. Hill and Jefferson are my wide receivers. CeeDee Lamb is one of my wide receivers.
Yeah, he's been quiet, the first game he was good, and then he's just a little quiet.
We'll do the trade.
Yeah?
Talking to my GM.
Must be nice.
So we have breaking news. T. Higgins is going to be traded from Must Be Nice to Fisher Squad for Cooper Kupp.
Must be
the first ever trade in our fantasy. Oh, did you just send it?
No,
he's doing it now, I think.
He looked at me like, who's he on the phone with?
Yeah, I'm like, what the hell are you talking to? You're whispering from the mic. I thought finally a lady of yours fucking called you.
Oh my god,
that would have been interesting.
No, yeah. I figured,
what's up, baby girl?
I thought you were talking to Jonathan.
Yeah, so did I for a hot second, but then I was like, nah.
I figured, because I don't know what's going to happen with Kupp, honestly. And I'm wasting a spot.
Well, he's not really wasting a spot. He's on your IR spot.
No, but still.
But still, there's plenty of receivers in that. Don't forget, we're in a 4-man league.
No, I know.
There's plenty. Now, if we were in a 10-man league, it'd be a different story. I would tell you to keep him.
I'm going to give you a perfect example.
Who am I going to take?
In our other league, Devon Achan.
Okay.
Went off, right?
Okay.
One game. Jonathan just picked him up in our other league. Yeah. That I got. Now, our other league is the FAAB. So you get $100 for the year.
Oh, is that the one you were telling me about that one guy spent $75 on? What's his
name?
Yeah.
Okay. So Jonathan spent, I think, $45 on Achan. Now, he had a great game. Don't get me wrong. But you also got to remember, Waddle wasn't playing. So when he came back.
Oh, the running back from Miami?
Yeah.
The rookie.
Devon Achan. Everybody kept calling him Achan. His name's Achan. He had made a post about it. It was like, oh, I want them to fix my roster name to how to pronounce it to Achan. But he had over, what was it, 200 rushing yards, 3 touchdowns. It was a blowout game.
I think he had 1 rushing and 2 receiving.
Yeah, it was a blowout game. So he ended up racking yards when they played all the second stringers.
Here's the thing.
Is their starting running back. Yes, they're going to feed Achan the ball now too, because they're going to be a little comfortable. But you still got Tyreek Hill over there. You got Jalen Waddle over there. So the ball's going to be spread a lot. I don't think his productivity is going to be the same.
And Raheem Mostert.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think he's gonna do that again.
I mean, he could be the third receiver, though.
It's good for him.
Yeah, I think he could be the third receiver.
No, but he's not a receiver.
But they can switch
running back.
But they can put him as the receiver, as a play.
No, you do the 2 running back field.
Have him as a receiver.
But now you're talking about changing up a whole game plan, a whole scheme, a whole playbook from what Miami's doing. They're not going to do that beginning of the season because they're playing so well.
Well, also, too.
They just happen to have a great running day. And
well, he also played Denver.
He looked amazing on it. Yeah, I think Denver was 26 against the run.
Yeah.
Also.
Yeah.
So.
But I forgot Nathaniel Hackett. Terrible job.
Hey.
Peyton's doing just as worse.
Poor Jonathan.
We'll see.
Did you see how, Sean Payton got in that press conference?
Nah.
Oh, it was great.
Well, they were saying, what's his name?
What?
Head coach. Dolphins? What's his name?
Mike McDaniel.
Mike McDaniels. How he was the ball boy for Denver growing up. And he put in for the head coaching job, and they didn't want to even interview him. They didn't even give him the time of day.
Coach of the year.
Now, blowout against that team.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, Coach of the Year.
Again, if you're just joining us, this is the Doug Saravo Show, which is brought to you by the Monkey Bar and Grill. Swing on by. We have much more to get to. We're going to do our Week 4 picks, discuss Major League Baseball, do another MLB playoff bracket, crown your world champs for 2023.
Must be.
And nice. We'll finish the show with that karaoke song of the day.
Oh, that's part of the show now?
Why not?
Oh, fuck.
Must be nice.
All right, we will be right back, and we have much more coming after this quick commercial break. Jonathan should be joining us. He Lovely. Said he will, but we'll see. We will be right back.
Going for the Super Bowl.
Hold on. Hold on, because that's not what Rodgers said. Rodgers said, I just care about winning the MVP. I don't care about
No matter, I don't have to worry about my feelings to understand that.
And I was like, oh God, how do I stop this? So well,
look at that water behind me, James.
Jesus says in the scripture, they need to live their experience of their life.
But to go and like react from a fiscal standpoint and from a civil rights standpoint to close everything, I find it hard to get
Democrats. Thanks to Democrats. Thanks to the Democrats, by the way.
Nancy Pelosi should not be 84 years old and still be sitting as the House Speaker.
I'm an idiot.
Yeah, I'm an idiot.
Actually, you know, like, can get in there and, like, do things. You know, like Donald Trump Jr. Like,
Puerto Rican. You're Latino.
I'm an American.
I would like Ivanka to run.
Yeah. Ivanka or Tulsi Gabbard. She's
third string is in the preseason. I mean, come on, you gotta
need Stamkos. I think still people question that.
That's not shit, Andrew, but that's not how you win cups.
The Bay Rays are going to win the World Series. You can mark it down.
Okay, I'm done.
Jimmy's life has its ironies, you know, that are like.
No, Jimmy's the idiot.
I'm getting laid off due to lack of work, but there is no.
So that's all that matters.
Mickey's Dodgers. Thanks, Hector.
We got a Jersey burger and a cowboy bacon burger.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back on the Doug Saravo Show, which is brought to you by the Monkey Bar and Grill. Swing on by. Dougie and the Boys is brought to you by
Unsolicited Role Models, the role models you may not want, but you may just need.
And episode 3 will be premiering
as soon as I'm done editing it, which is not going to be long, but it's been a busy week.
And I heard you had like a great guest on for season 3. Who was it? And tell episode me about three? Him.
Episode 3. This guy is
president, CEO of the Doug Saravo Show. Doug Saravo Broadcasting.
Biggest pain in the ass in the freaking world. I mean, what?
Must be nice. I think that's going straight up to HR.
That's fine. Yeah, I can call corporate.
Go right ahead. Get me out of here. Send me up, Scott.
Beat me up, Scott.
All right, let's do some picks for week 4. Week 4.
Let's go.
Can't believe it's week 4 already.
Season flies, man. What can I say?
I know.
Season flies when you're having fun.
Yeah.
Unless you're a Jet fan.
That is true.
No,
the season did actually fly for them. It went straight downhill.
Yeah, four plays later.
It's crazy. That locker room is calling for Zach Wilson's head.
Even though it's not his fault.
Mm.
It's not. Can't, no. Can't blame him. They replaced him for frickin' Rodgers. Then he had to be called upon. He's trying to do his best.
No, you know what the problem is?
That O-line sucks.
It's a half truth. So you can't blame him, but you can blame him at the same time.
Who?
You can't, Zach Wilson. You can blame him because some of the passes and throws and the decisions that he makes are horrible decisions. But you can't 100% blame him because of the fact that they designed a playbook specifically for Aaron Rodgers, mm-hmm. and not for Zach Wilson.
Yeah.
Not for any other quarterback, for Aaron Rodgers.
That's the thing. People don't realize that, though.
Yeah.
It's Aaron Rodgers' playbook.
Every play was made for Aaron Rodgers and his style of play.
But also that O-line's not helping you. Like, he has 1 second to pass that ball.
And everyone knows me. I compare everything to my show. Like, everyone... All right, Dave. You're a good host. No, you do your show great.
Yeah.
But if you came to host my show, it'd be completely different.
Oh, of course.
That's like putting in a point guard, and he runs a different offense compared to that's like putting.
It's like pulling Kyrie on the Mavericks.
Yeah,
yeah. No, he's right.
That's what I was looking for.
I was waiting for that.
That's what I was looking for.
Yeah, no, it's definitely different. You can't blame the guy, but you can. He's still young, and you know, I felt like the Jets last season gave up on him, and they didn't put the work on him as a player, which they should have.
Well, the thing with the Jets, they ruin all their quarterbacks.
This is true.
Yeah.
Mark Sanchez. Who do they have after that?
Chad Pennington. No, even before that, Chad Pennington.
They had Geno Smith at one point. Geno Smith.
Mark Sanchez they brought in. He was going to be the guy.
Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Geno was going to be the guy. Sam Darnold was going to be the guy.
Now he's on a freaking better team.
Mike White.
Zach Wilson was going to be the guy. Rodgers was going to be the guy.
They've been through a lot of quarterbacks.
Yeah, they've been through a lot.
They've become like the Browns.
Yeah, Browns have a good team now.
Well, no, but I'm saying before that, all the quarterbacks they went through.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
They have a longer list than anybody in history.
All right, so give me a number 1 through 10, Jimmy.
5.
All right.
I'll go down the middle.
Give me a number 1 through 10.
9.
All right. You get the NFC.
AFC?
You get the AFC.
That's fine.
All right, so let's start with the NFC. Packers, Detroit.
I got Packers.
Minnesota, Carolina.
Minnesota.
Mm.
Washington, Philly.
Philly.
Saints, Tampa.
Ooh.
Tampa.
Cardinals, Niners.
Niners.
Seahawks, Giants. Man,
Niners. Seahawks, Giants, he said.
Seahawks, Giants. Oh, that's a tough one.
Look at his face.
I'm going to go Seahawks.
Seahawks. Look at my face. What's that supposed to mean?
Yeah.
I feel like the Seahawks are the more healthier team right now.
Mm-hmm.
All right. AFC versus NFC. I got Atlanta. LA versus Indy. I got Indy. Denver versus Chicago. I got Chicago.
Not going to win.
New England versus Dallas. I got New England. All right, Jimbo. AFC.
Give me it.
Miami, Buffalo.
Oh, come on. You saw me all fucking hot.
I got the list right here.
I know, Bob. But you're throwing me off hot. You know what? They split. I'll get Buffalo at home. I'll take Buffalo at home.
Baltimore, Cleveland.
Oh, no, another one. Give me Cleveland.
Wow.
Cincy, Tennessee.
Cincy.
Vegas, L.A.
The Chargers?
Raiders, Chargers.
Yeah, Chargers.
Chargers.
Kansas City versus the Jets.
Give me Kansas City. If we're getting one more, my guy.
Yeah, I know. So did you see...
Motherfucker!
No, we're going to get to that. So did you see that ticket price is raised because Taylor Swift is going to be there?
Oh, my God. That's insane.
I've been watching TikTok. They're saying, oh,
Taylor Swift put Kelsey on the map.
I'm like, are you kidding me?
His jersey sales went up 400%.
Yeah.
They're saying how... Well, I was talking to one of the guys at work, Michael.
Old Man Mike. Yeah.
And he's like, I'm tired of this. He's like, the only people that are buying this and driving up the sales of these tickets are Swifties. The Taylor Swift fans. Which is true. And you're going to a football game
in
to
hopes
almost
of
see her from her suite. Because you know she's going to be in a box.
Yeah.
So what's the point? Why are you going to the... And he's like, I think it's a conspiracy of... What is it doing? It's bringing more people to watch football right now.
Yeah, because what these fans are fucking crazy.
And she has an album coming out soon.
Yes. So it's pretty much a win-win for both of them.
Also, it could be a possibility of her doing a halftime show.
Well, we got Usher this year, so.
Yeah. So next year, doing the halftime show.
Yeah, because the only problem, nice. I think we're saying it, though, if they do the Super Bowl and she does it, it's majority Swiftie fans are going to buy the tickets.
Yeah.
Exactly. So it'll be a sold-out stadium.
Yeah, it'll be a sold-out
stadium.
And
they'll leave right after
so
the
like,
half.
No, be like, no, you'll see everybody on their freaking phones right after the halftime show because they're bored out of their goddamn minds.
Hey, stadium would be empty.
All right. Yeah. Pittsburgh versus Houston.
Come on, like you got to like, put that last. Give me Pittsburgh. I think they get a win.
Houston's been playing pretty good.
I like CJ.
Yeah, CJ Stroud's playing pretty good. I think he's already up for like rookie of the year. Like him and if you want to say that rookie of the year, it's probably him.
I know who this is defense though.
Who's defense? Oh, you're gonna say Gus Alex?
Christian Gonzalez.
He's playing pretty good. I'll give you that. He is playing pretty good.
He kept the past three games, all the receivers he's covered, I think it's like a total of 36 yards.
Well, besides Tyreek, because I think Tyreek would have like 50-something.
He had
50-something. I know he had that big like...
Yeah, it was like...
Like 50, like 54.
All right, so we have a question, not a question, but a statement from Mikey G. Taylor already turned down the halftime show.
Okay.
Yeah. But there's always next year.
Yeah.
Usher's doing this year. They already announced it.
They probably had Usher already. Like, they have this, like, probably months in advance.
The problem is, okay, so everybody thinks that Taylor Swift turned down the show because she doesn't want to do it. But realize, Taylor Swift is on tour right now.
Yeah.
She's on one of her biggest tours. You really would think she wants to stop to do a halftime show at the Super Bowl. Plus, she has an album coming out right now.
So after that, she's going to be on another tour.
Next year would be her time.
Yeah. And then it probably
because she just did what? MetLife Stadium, Philly.
Yeah, she did all over the freaking tri-state area.
I can't say next year. Next season, because next year is this Super Bowl. Yeah. So next season would be the time for her to do it.
Yeah, that probably, yeah.
All right, let's do our Super Bowl bracket as we always do after every week. Jimmy, AFC, Cleveland, Indy.
Cleveland.
Miami on the road against the Bills.
Oh, come on. Give me Dolphins. I'll take Dolphins.
New England versus Kansas City.
I'll go for the upset. I'll go New England. Fuck it.
Wow.
All right, Dave. NFC. Seattle. Tampa.
Tampa.
Baker train.
Yeah, I think they would beat them.
I think they upset them a little bit. Yeah.
Atlanta versus Green Bay.
We just had that matchup too. We had that matchup.
I'm going to say Green Bay.
San Fran, Dallas versus San Fran.
That's tough.
Wait, how do you have Dallas if they're losing San to the Fran. Patriots?
This is the playoffs.
How do you...
Standings, with the standings.
Oh, with the standings, I got
you. Yeah. Who did you say?
San Fran.
All right.
Wait, I got a question for you, hold on. If you're doing a stand-in, the Pittsburgh won. Wouldn't Pittsburgh be in the... you didn't say Pittsburgh at all to me.
Because they have home field.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. That's why I second-questioned myself.
Come on, Miami. Let me go through the bracket.
Excuse me. Yeah. Sorry.
Miami versus Cleveland.
I apologize. Miami.
New England versus Pittsburgh.
Come on.
Pittsburgh.
I'm going to go with Pittsburgh. I think it's going to be a great game. I can't wait to see that when they play them. And here's what it's in New England this year when they play each other.
I think it's a away game.
Actually, let me look right now.
They're in Pittsburgh.
They're in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, it's in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I can't. I'll get tickets for that game if I could.
All right, David. NFC side. Green Bay versus San Fran.
Come on, Dave.
That's a hard one.
Lions sack of potatoes.
I'm going to go San Fran again.
I'm going to say.
Tampa, Philly.
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 He had no hesitation for
that. No, because we just saw that game.
Miami, Pittsburgh for the AFC title.
Miami.
Oh, against his boys.
We already know where I'm going. So
it's just too much. It's just too much.
Shit, Miami and Philly for the Super Bowl. Is that back-to-back weeks?
That's my bracket.
That's his bracket too. That's his bracket.
Miami and Philly.
And he's got Miami winning.
And I have Miami winning this.
Yeah.
I got Miami winning.
Are we even shocked, honestly?
That Miami?
Yeah.
No.
Jonathan is.
No. I'm not.
Jonathan shocked that Tua is still healthy, I think.
Yeah, he's shocked at everything.
I think we're all shocked about that. But then again, he didn't get hurt until like week 5.
I told you guys, do not go based off of last season. He had a whole offseason to get prepared for this season.
But also,
he had a whole offseason to practice not getting hit again, to getting rid of the ball for his offensive line to protect him better.
But he has a better offensive line.
That's what I'm saying.
He has a better offensive line this year, and you're seeing it. That's why they can run the ball.
He also has more weapons.
Yeah.
Because still got Hill. He's still got Waddle. Raheem Mostert has stepped up tremendously.
Yeah.
Achan has just showed out.
And like, who's a tight end that's doing pretty good, too? It's not Gesicki. He's on the Patriots.
No, Gesicki's on the Patriots. I forget who's over there tight end-wise.
I think it's a rookie. It's a rookie.
He's not here right now, but let's talk about the one that got away. David knows about the one that got away.
Oh, the girls on the cruise?
The 1 yard. Jonathan had a three-leg parlay, and he lost by 1 yard.
What game was this?
From Travis Kelce. Right? It was Travis Kelce?
Oh, yeah. My God. What, he needed one more yard?
He needed one more yard, and since it was a blowout, he got out the game.
Oh, I remember. Yeah, because I had
I think 49 yards, and Jonathan needed him at 50 or something like that. 1 yard.
Must be nice.
Because I had a parlay, and I hit it. I had Cleveland winning, Buffalo with the over. It was like 33. I cleared
probably
it.
Like 33 and a half.
Yeah, it was like 33 and a half. Miami with the over. I had the Steelers as an underdog to win that game. I cleared about like $800.
Well, tonight's prime time, so you better bet the under. The way these games have been going,
yeah. Well, with them, yeah.
Everything just under.
Yeah. But what's the over under this today?
I don't even know.
Yeah, I can't log in with the fuck out of here, but I digress.
Let's
see what FanDuel has.
Yeah, I don't know why it's not working for me. It is what it is. I'll post my shit later.
All right, so while we have it...
5.5.
5.5?
45. Why we have it up here before we talk
major... I'm probably going under.
Before we talk Major League Baseball, let's do our playoff bracket.
Wait, now, before we talk about baseball, how about those Patriots? 15 straight wins.
This guy.
Must be nice.
Poor Jonathan.
Jonathan Ramirez
doesn't want to come on a call because he probably feels hurt.
Oh, you'd be arguing with you. I can get the fuck out of here.
15 straight games. I do. Like, 7.5 seasons. And we have one more still to go.
In New England.
Will it be 16? Must be nice.
Must be nice to answer.
He probably knows that's what we're telling about to say.
No, but he's probably busy with the kids though too.
I hope his voicemail's not full.
Hey, it's Jonathan. I'm unable to take a call at this moment, but leave a brief message and I'll get back to you.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
There we go, boys.
No.
15 straight. Must be nice.
Goddamn. That fucking sucks.
He's probably reading it as it pops up, because now on the iPhones you can read it as you're leaving the message.
Yeah, yeah, it's funny. That's been like that for a while, though, too.
Oh, man.
Actually, before
all right, now we...
Hold on, before we get into baseball, why not basketball for a hot second? The trade that
we
through.
Could talk about that later.
Yeah, that could be like a hot take.
All right, that's fine. Yeah, that could be like a hot take. I'll just say.
I got an argument for it.
Oh,
so,
do you? Yeah. I want to hear that. Yeah. Right, let's go to baseball.
That could be the hot take. All right, so let's start with the American League. We'll do one by one.
Okay.
Houston, Minnesota.
Houston.
He's going to keep Tampa for himself.
Oh, yeah, I know he is. He's going to meet ride him all the way to the end.
Tampa, Toronto. Tampa.
Tampa.
I'll go Tampa. No, all right, let's agree on this.
I like Toronto, but I don't think they're that good.
Let's agree on this, though. If it comes to
I don't want to play Houston.
No, if it comes to Tampa, we all collect a vote.
Bullshit.
Collect a vote. How's it not fair?
I mean, we just all agree.
Did we do a collective vote for the Steelers?
We can. We can do a collective vote for the Patriots and for the Giants / Bengals.
It's my show.
I don't care.
We just all agreed on Tampa Bay.
Yeah, we just all agreed. So let's just
Tampa.
Let's just leave it.
Because he knows.
We know who they're playing next anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah, we
know. Oh, if there's a. We should make a trip.
What? Tampa?
To Baltimore.
We could. What was that? 3 hours?
It's
going to
be expensive.
Yeah. Are we going? If we're going to the city,
we'll make it a business trip.
On your expense.
All right. Well, they're not playing Philly, but Dan told me that he doesn't want the Phillies to play Miami because he thinks Miami would beat them. But Miami versus Milwaukee.
Ooh,
that's a tough one.
It is a tough one.
I think Milwaukee finds a way.
I go with Milwaukee too.
I go with Milwaukee too.
I think Milwaukee. They haven't been to playoffs in a while, and they're looking pretty good right now.
Yeah, they are. They're hot. Philly and Arizona.
I'll go with Philly.
Yeah, me too.
I think Philly's playing pretty good right now as well. But it is last year too, and they got them all the way to the freaking World Series.
Philly, Atlanta.
Ooh, that's gonna be a good series.
Let me go back home, my second home.
Atlanta. I agree with that one.
Milwaukee, LA.
Dodgers.
Yeah, I think we can all agree.
Dodgers.
The Dodgers would take that series.
Dodgers would take that series. The Dodgers.
So a rematch of 21.
Yep.
Houston, Texas.
Houston, they're hot right now.
Yeah, Houston.
And they get hot at the right moment right now.
Yeah, they always do.
Of course, the freaking playoffs.
I know.
Must be nice.
Here we go.
We got Tampa versus Baltimore. Tampa.
That's going to be a tough series.
That is going to be a good series because Baltimore's playing pretty good,
I think,
too.
I'm going to say this. I think Baltimore would pull it out just because of injuries from Tampa. Pitching wise,
yeah, but Tampa experience and they've been playing good baseball as of late.
But so is Baltimore.
I'll give you the Tampa.
So
I'll give you Tampa, but Baltimore might sneak out.
We still know what's coming next.
Yeah.
Tampa's been there
because when they play Houston, it's on. They're not.
Yeah.
Winning.
All right. L.A. Atlanta.
I'd go L.A.
Yeah, me too. L.A.
I'll go Atlanta, but I mean, because Atlanta playing is hot right now too. But
L.A. always makes it far in the playoffs.
Yeah.
They find a way.
And then 2020 repeat of the ALCS. Houston, Tampa, Tampa.
Houston it is.
Am I the final one? We're doing collective right here?
No, I already put Tampa in.
I hate to see. I mean, I would probably go with Houston, but go with Tampa. You know, because you know what's going to happen. Tampa versus Dodgers. Let's go Tampa!
Tampa's got it if they play the Dodgers.
See?
But I would not be surprised if the Dodgers win it.
I wouldn't be either. But I'm
so for
him.
When was the last time the Dodgers won?
For 2020.
Yeah.
3 years.
This will be collective.
I guess we'll give it a Tampa.
No, this will be collective based on pitching and offense. Who do we have?
What, for Dodgers in Tampa?
Yeah.
You said Kershaw is still pitching on a high level.
Yeah. The problem with Tampa is that they lost great pitchers.
Yeah.
And when it comes down to a series, I don't think they're going to have especially pitching.
Kershaw and I forgot the other two that are pretty decent.
They're not going to have that depth.
And then you got Mookie Betts and the other players.
It's the same way the Yankees have fell off.
Mm-hmm.
Like they played great first like 5-6 innings. And once the rotation got in, it was like, okay, you're giving up hits.
Yeah.
Plus, we all know what's going to happen anyway. Even though you eliminated them, Houston's going to be like this. He's going to throw a fastball right there. It's a sign. Bring the trash cans back out.
All right, so our 2023 World Series champions is...
The Dodgers.
The Dodgers.
Because I feel you're that...
Who would be your like underdog to win it all, though?
Philly.
Yeah. So,
I would go Atlanta.
Philly.
I want to say Atlanta's the underdog because they could probably go far in that conference.
They'd be a surprise team.
No, Milwaukee would be a surprise team.
Milwaukee would be a surprise team, but Milwaukee's got great players, but they never play great.
No, yeah.
I got Philly.
Philly's not a bad. I mean, they could do it again.
When's the World Series?
No, it's like October-ish, November-ish.
Oh, Jonathan just called.
What'd he say?
I don't know. But
let's see the date for the first game of the World
Series. It's probably like late October, early November. Yo.
October 27.
Told you.
What's up, Jonathan? I just saw your call. What's up, buddy?
You called me, Scone.
What's up?
Not much. Yeah, we're still on. Yeah, we're still on.
I'll send me the...
Send me the thing.
I sent you the link.
It's in the group chat.
You kicked me out of the group chat? I didn't get nothing from the group chat.
Yeah, it's in the chat.
No, it wasn't in the group chat.
No, it's like... My fault, and you don't love me.
Yeah, the one, the text. Who's got the leverage?
It's not that one.
No, it's the other one.
In the other one.
Oh, me and the one, me, you, and Dave.
Oh, thanks. I feel welcomed.
Oh, I see. All right.
You probably just typed in the name on top.
All right, cool.
That was the one that popped up.
That's probably what it is. I'm just fucking with him.
Jonathan Ramirez is joining us. What do you want to start with?
Go back. You already know you're gonna start with. Just do it to him. Just fuck with him.
What are we starting with? 15 straight.
Yes.
He already knows what's coming.
I think you're gonna need one of these after he's done with you, Jonathan. If you see this,
smoking on that Joey Burrow.
Joey Burrow. I mean, I got
smoking on that Zach Wilson.
Yeah, smoking on that Zach Wilson.
I'd rather work smoking on Joe Burrow. That
Zach Wilson. Oh, I can't wait, Jonathan Ramirez.
And Jesus Christ. Thank God.
It's not like a little bit of jet fuel to get the Patriots going.
Jet fuel is going to burn them to the fucking ground. That's what's going to happen.
Must be nice.
That must be nice. It's going to be must be what the hell. Poor Jonathan.
Here we go. Oh, here he is. Dave, you ready?
Yeah, Dave. Go crazy.
Jonathan, what's up, buddy?
What's going on, fellas?
Not much, you?
Oh, God.
Just here, chilling with the kiddo today.
Yeah, that's
good.
Must
be nice.
So if we can't do this every week, one person stays home, someone stays virtual.
Nah, this was not intentional, man.
Nah, I know, but that would be funny. That would be great.
Next week will be Jimmy.
I'm taking a hiatus off tomorrow, next Thursday. I'm gonna be homesick. Help!
All right, so me and Dave have something for you.
Go ahead.
15 straight.
I'm sorry.
Must be nice.
John Boy, I'm sorry. I was trying to vote against this, but they're like, nope.
Here we go. I mean, I had a feeling the Patriots were going to win. Refs almost gave the game to the Jets, too. Dave and I were watching that at his house, and I'm just thinking, like, damn, that call should not. It was at the end zone, and the ref called a pass interference. I forget who it was, but it gave the Jets a fighting chance.
It was on Gonzalez, I believe.
Yeah.
I think it was on Gonzalez.
And it gave him a fighting chance to actually score. And what did they do? Nothing.
Nothing but a little jet fuel to get the Patriots going.
Jesus Christ.
And we were talking about how it's not completely Zach Wilson's fault.
It's 50-50.
Like, you can't 100% blame him.
Why not?
Because
here we go.
Holy shit. I got to look for this.
Because the fact that the Jets designed a playbook solely for Aaron Rodgers and nobody else.
Yeah.
You have to blame that offensive coordinator as well and that coaching staff.
Yeah, to an extent. I mean, but if Wilson's actually a good quarterback and he trusts his receivers, he can make plays. He just doesn't have any confidence. The confidence has been stripped away. He got injured last season. And who comes in? Mike White. Everyone's chanting, Mike White, Mike White.
Mike Goat. Mike Goat.
It's a similar situation to Ben Simmons in basketball. I feel like Zach lost his confidence.
I don't know. I think they gave up on him too soon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Jets fans gave up on him too soon.
Not even. So the whole organization kind of gave up on him, and they just left him there as like, You know, there's nobody else really out there. We'll just keep you around for a little bit so you feel good about yourself.
Travis, Simeon. Travis Simeon.
The Jets organization.
Trevor Simeon.
Trevor
Simeon, thank you.
The Jets organization as a whole ruined quarterbacks.
Here we go. I mean,
it's true though, Jonathan.
It's the same thing, like I said, the same thing as the Browns did the same thing too until now.
I don't think they ruin quarterbacks. It's more so that they give up on quarterbacks.
Mark Sanchez.
After two to three seasons, they give up and they go. You don't know what could happen.
Yeah, look at
Mark Sanchez, Sam Darnold, Geno Smith, Zach Wilson,
Chad Pennington.
Aaron Rodgers.
Didn't give up on me. He got hurt, so I wouldn't say that.
No, but the O-line screwed him.
Yeah.
That turf screwed him, too.
That turf, too.
It's also turf, yeah.
Yeah, because you're playing on a turf field. And, dude, that shit's slippery as fuck. Like, I went down there for a practice at a game.
Yeah.
That I almost slipped, like, three times. How slippery that is.
Yeah.
And I'm wearing shoes. Imagine with the cleats where they're supposed to be, like, you know, gripping better. It's like ice skating on the damn thing.
You all right, Dave?
I see a big old puff of smoke out there.
He's trying. It sounds like a lawnmower.
Yeah, it's probably a mower.
Yeah.
Don't worry, we're
safe. But even when I went down the pit.
I thought Pittsburgh. It was the California wildfires.
Again. But even when I went to Pittsburgh, like, I went out there, like, on their
Yeah, but you would think.
Thing. It's grass.
You would think that they would change their cleats. Come on, like, every sport. When depending on the weather, they switch to cleat size.
And it was also
the spikes
it was,
at the end.
It was also raining there too, so that, like, you know.
So I mean, even on turf, if you were playing on turf, you don't need metal cleats.
Yeah.
You'd have plastic cleats. Maybe you get a little longer ones.
You could, but I mean, at the end of the
is
day,
that really gonna help though with that? Not 100%.
Not 100%, but still,
maybe below even 50.
All right, so we talked enough football. Let's get into Dame going to Milwaukee.
Yes.
You have an argument for that.
I think the Suns won that trade.
How?
Who did they pick up?
They picked up a ton of players. Keon Johnson. I got to pull it up again.
Yeah, pull it up. I'll see they that, too.
Keon Johnson.
They got rid of a big-name center in DeAndre Ayton.
Yeah, but they also got, what's his name over there?
Nurk, but still.
Yeah, Nurkic.
Did you just say Nurk?
Yeah, Nurk.
So okay. This is the argument though. So Phoenix got Jusuf Nurkic, Grayson Allen, Nazir Little, and Keon Johnson.
Who's their point guard?
Okay. Who? Phoenix Suns?
Yeah.
Devin Booker.
Yeah. Like Devin Booker.
Devin Booker.
Bradley Beal.
Kevin Durant. And then you're going to have probably Nurkic as your starter.
As your center.
Now you got Grayson Allen on the bench. Keon Johnson on the bench.
Months ago, you were saying it's not going to work.
What, Bradley Beal over there?
Yeah, he said, oh, it's not going to work.
But now they have role players.
No, we were talking about
the Mavs the whole time. You said Phoenix. You said Phoenix was not going to work.
Here we go.
With Bradley Beal.
No, you didn't say that. No.
I did not say that.
Someone said that.
I didn't say it was going to work with Bradley Beal.
It wasn't me.
I don't know. You're blaming him. Dude, you got to pull it up then.
No, I said the Suns won't work because of the bench.
Oh, he said that.
All right, it was Jonathan, but someone did say.
The bench.
Yeah. But now that they have a
bench. Now look at their bench.
Look at their bench now.
I think Phoenix won that trade. Okay, for starting-wise, of course the Bucks won that. But now the Suns have depth on their bench.
Yeah.
And going into playoffs, you need that. We've seen it.
But I don't know how much, like, you're talking as if Grayson Allen is his big pickup. Like, I don't really think he's that big of a pickup.
Yeah, he's not really that big of an impact.
We're talking about bench. We're not talking about starters. I'm not saying Grayson Allen is a bet. If he was the best, he'd be a starter.
He's on the bench.
But coming off the bench, that's a difference maker.
Even on the bench, he's not that special.
Yeah, but that's a difference maker.
No, I think the Suns kind of.
Even on the bench, he's really not that special.
I pulled up their roster. Hold on.
Let's see. Dave, I'll agree with you on that one. I think that the Suns did win that. I was looking at that. I think the Suns did win that that trade.
Milwaukee won that trade with Dame.
Were the stars? Yes, but like he said, as a core, the bench.
No, but you got to see how well they work out. You know what I mean? You have these players that you can't do shit with. You get what I'm saying?
Hold on. They got Bradley Beal. Kevin Durant, Devin Booker, they got Ubanks that's over there still. They got Bobo. They got Biyombo. They got Grayson Allen now. They've got Keon Johnson. They got Damian Lee. Nazir Little now. Jusuf Nurkic.
I still don't like that team.
Okigie.
Because
Terrence Ross. Ish Wainwright.
I don't know half of these guys you're naming.
TJ Warren.
You're naming them like if they're big, like if they're going to make an impact. Like,
it could bro, be. Nazir Little played well.
The only one is Grayson Allen to me and Nazir. That's about it.
Jusuf Nurkic?
No, he's going to start. He's a starter. He's going to be a starter.
Yeah, but how
Bobo?
Bobo?
Biyombo?
Biyombo?
How's that still Bismack a good Biyombo?
But how is that still a good trade, though?
For the Suns? Yeah, it's a perfect trade for the Suns.
But they still have one ball, though.
What do you mean?
Who's going to shoot? Who's going to take the last shot? Booker, Beal, Durant?
Okay. You got three guys that can shoot a ball.
Hell,
yeah, they probably don't even
get the last shot. It doesn't always work, though.
And the
like
Suns
that.
Played well last season, and they got Kevin Durant towards the end of the season. So imagine a whole offseason of them training together.
Good point there, but...
I would say they won the trade, but it's got to be in hindsight. As of right now, Bucks won the trade.
Well, yeah, because
I think Bucks won the trade.
Bucks won the trade because they got Lillard only.
Yeah, that's the way.
But they have a solid point guard now. Yeah, you don't have to rotate between Holiday.
Who else is on that team?
Giannis.
And who else?
Giannis don't have to do the
who's
whole
their game. Bench?
Who's their? They're going to.
Who's their bench? I'll tell you right now.
They're going to be the same route that the Suns were last year.
They won 61 games last year. You really think they're going to decline?
Now the Bucks have two
with a brand new coach coming in, and just they got rid of Jrue Holiday. That was probably the one of the besides Giannis the best points percentage guy.
They have Chris Middleton, Brooke Lopez. On the bench, they got Bobby Porter and some other guys.
This is their roster.
Robin Lopez.
Giannis.
Lillard.
Thanasis, which is Giannis's brother, which we don't even know why he's on that team. Malik Beasley, halfway decent. Marjon Beauchamp, never heard of this guy. Pat Connaughton.
Half of the guys that you named on the Suns bench, I didn't fucking know.
Yeah, bro, Nazir Little? Ubanks?
Yeah, Bobo?
Bobo? Biyombo?
I don't know.
Bobo?
And Grayson.
Hold on. So you never heard of Grayson Allen?
Yes.
I agree.
Okay, Biyombo.
No, I heard Biyombo.
You didn't hear of Bismack Biyombo?
He's decent, John.
He was on the Pacers.
But he's not doing anything. He's gonna warm the bench.
They got Bobo now. They got Jrue Ubanks, who was on the Portland Trail Blazers that played great.
No, look up his stats for me, please. Look up his stats. That's what I'm trying to
say. You're arguing.
He had 6.5 points, 5.4 rebounds, 1.3 assists off the bench.
That's nothing, bro.
Jesus, Gertrude.
Right, I was going to say. Like, why couldn't you be here when we're fucking doing this shit, John great. Boy?
They also got Terrence Ross, who put up 8.3. And these are guys off the bench. You can't expect guys on the bench to score 20 to average 20 to 30 points a game.
I mean, look at Denver.
They're going to score 10, 12 points a game average.
I mean, look at Denver last year with the rookie.
At the end of the day, you agree with Jonathan because he didn't hear who the Suns bench is, and we don't know who the Milwaukee bench is.
My whole thing is that Davis at the Suns one now. Me, Milwaukee one now. You can say if the Suns end up working out and they end up playing well, okay, in hindsight, you can say the Suns won that. But as of right now, no, because you don't know how they're going to play together. You don't know how it's going to turn. You don't know if they're going to end up flipping some of those pieces.
And you don't know if Damian Lillard is going to work on the Bucks.
Nah, I know it's going to work.
Oh, just like you knew Kyrie was going to work on the Mavs.
I never said that. I told you, bro, we had a conversation.
He never said that. His whole argument was Kyrie.
I don't like a point guard in a shooting guard. I don't like two bona fide stars that are ball dominant.
Two.
I never said that it can't work. But I had my doubts. Four.
We already know the Suns starting five can play together.
Beal has yet to play with them in a game, though.
Preseason is coming soon, so we're gonna see a glimpse of it.
Yeah, I mean, but that's what I mean. Like, you just gotta wait and see.
I don't know.
So the Bucks right now are better than the Phoenix Suns with the whole depth.
What depth?
The bench.
But they're not really special players.
Yeah, but you need bench players in order to win games.
They're decent role players.
Look how far the Lakers got with a bench.
Look at
first. Yeah, and they lost.
It doesn't matter. Everybody was expecting them to be out the first, second round.
Not us. We had them going to the conference championship.
Us, yeah.
Us, because we see something different. Like, look at Denver last year.
People, Huchimaro, look at that guy going to the Lakers. Showed out in the playoffs.
Yeah,
Austin Reeves. Look at that guy. Played well.
Yeah.
D'Angelo Russell.
D'Angelo Russell is going back.
Okay. Well, all right, let's go with the champions. Let's go with Denver. That with the rookie, I forgot his name already, that came off the bench and put up points. Considerable amount of points to help the team win a championship against Miami that everybody was underestimating going into the freaking playoffs. Because we had Miami out of the freaking in our bracket out immediately, and yeah, I said watch Miami freaking go all the way, and they almost did.
But here's the thing, I get it. These guys could be decent, okay, but you have to see how they play together and how it fits.
Well,
you can't just say
preseason is the perfect
on paper. No, preseason. Don't even go with preseason.
Yes, how do you say not preseason when you have all your weapons working together, all your players. Building chemistry.
It's preseason.
Yeah.
All no one play. Cares about preseason.
You might not care about what they do because freaking they're.
Yeah, and Kevin Durant's probably going to play like 5 minutes a game.
That's fine, but as long as you get a little bit of chemistry going.
You can't say it's going to work in preseason. Just don't go there, please.
Okay.
You're not going to say it works in preseason.
It might not work for you, but it works for them.
No one cares about preseason.
To get them all together? Yes, it does. It matters.
Well, get your bench players together.
Yeah, see?
All right, so I want to take a quick commercial break, and then we come back. Final thoughts, whatever you guys want to bring up, predictions, don't matter to me.
Must be nice.
The Doug Strouse Show is brought to you by the Monkey Bar and Grill. Swing on by. Jonathan, thank you for joining us. Let's see if you get riled up after this quick commercial break.
God. Oh, you got some?
Third string is in the preseason. I mean, come on. You got to
need Stamkos? I think... Still, people question that.
That's not shit, Andrew. But that's not how you win cups.
The Bay Rays are going to win the World Series. You can mark it down.
Okay, I'm done.
Jimmy's life has its ironies, you know, that are like.
No, Jimmy's the idiot.
Getting laid off due to lack of work, but there is no.
So that's all that matters.
Mickey's Dodgers.
Thanks, Hector.
Jersey burger and a cowboy bacon burger.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back on the Doug Strouse Show, which is brought to you by the Monkey Bar and Grill. Swing on by. And Dougie and the Boys is brought to you by
Unsolicited Role Models. The role models you may not want, but you may just need.
And season three.
Episode three.
Episode 3 Jesus premieres. Christ.
Whenever it pops up on your on our YouTube,
so but make sure you're subscribed and make sure you ring the bell.
And Jonathan, I heard you had a great guest on your last episode. Who was it?
Your mama.
Yeah, it was an amazing guest. He came all prepped up and sharp.
Nice.
It was Dougie. Savarro.
Oh, the founder of.
Wait. You don't yell at him for saying your name wrong.
How did you say it?
Saravo.
It's a Spanish accent.
It sounds more like British than that one.
Saravo.
All right, what we got, boys?
I don't know.
I don't think it's a hot take, but I was like seeing this the other day. Vegas in general is right now probably like is going exploding with all the sports and everything going around there. You got the basketball, women's basketball team that they just won a title. You got the Golden Knights.
Golden Knights.
That just won a Stanley Cup. Now you're going to usher in a baseball team coming in sooner, like in the next couple of years.
The A's.
That is going to be...
atrocious.
We never know. They could, if they get players and everything coming over, That's the thing. If they get some people come over, because now they're in better revenue and everything, you're going to see money go up and over there.
I don't know. I don't think so.
You don't think so?
Nah.
Who knows? They might add a basketball team over there, they're saying, too.
You never know.
I mean, you never know. Look at the Orioles. Last season?
Yeah.
Horrible.
Yeah.
This season?
Yeah.
Coming for that number one spot.
How many games are left over there?
How are you going to compare the Orioles to the A's?
Because
the Orioles had guys in the system that we knew of. Adley Rutschman, Gunnar Henderson, Grayson Rodriguez. Yeah, Who do the A's really have?
We don't know what the A's have down in their system.
We don't know. They could be just fucking
stuck. It's hard to tell. Baltimore,
it's hard to tell with prospects because you really don't hear anything about their prospects until it's time to come up.
And they come up.
Yeah, like look at the Mets.
I know. Our prospects are actually like producing.
Last night.
Look at the Yankees.
Last night we were sitting by Frank the Tank and he was going off on Beatty.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, you are a bum. B-U-S-T.
Well, you look at the Yankees. Look, they pulled up Jason Dominguez. I mean, he's already got freaking Tommy John surgery, but they're great players, prospects. So we don't know what they have that they're just holding on to for some reason. They're not bringing them up.
You don't know what Vegas could bring in to, if they especially go there, who they could bring in. Like they could bring like a star, like, you know, a star power person to come in and like change that team around and sell tickets.
We'll see.
Like you could definitely. So I think right now Vegas is definitely on the up and up. Like if they could produce them like they are, they could be like the dope. I mean, who's the number one in your opinion, guys? In number one city that or sports teams in their city?
Like the hottest market number one. That you would want to go to?
Yeah.
L.A.
L.A.
I wouldn't say L.A. or New York.
What, for baseball?
Any sport.
Any sport?
Team general. Like any like state
or anything. Texas.
Florida. I'll say New York too though.
Yeah, because of taxes.
Texas will probably let's take
the taxes out of it. Well, let's just say like fan base and all that. Who do we think?
LA.
LA or New York?
New York.
Yeah. Texas is slowly going to get up there.
And you think Vegas is going to be the new hotspot?
Like, I mean, come on. They already got the Raiders over there, the new stadium. They suck, but I mean, they're going
to
come up sooner or later.
I don't know. It depends on your situation.
But the Raiders always had a good fan base.
Yeah, they always had a... And once they get better, it's going to just keep going up, especially with that Vegas atmosphere. Look at the Golden Knights.
I don't know. Vegas is more of a party scene to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not really a sports scene. Yeah. Come on. Their new stadium has a whole DJ section in it.
Yeah, but they're slowly changing into a sports orientated. They have like whole kind of.
That's because they have the money to do it.
Yeah, exactly. Because they're.
But remember, it's not about the state. It's about the owners.
Yeah.
If the owners have the money, then they're able to do it. If the owners don't have the money, then they can't do it.
Bill Foley said playoffs in four years, cup in 6 years. He wanted to win. Mm-hmm. He just didn't go there.
They won it in what? 5 years? So you're kind of right. They won it in 5 years.
Yeah.
They've only been in the league for 5 years, the Golden Knights.
So it all depends on the owner's mindset.
Yeah. So we'll never know with the Raiders if they get a better, you know, better roster, you know. Maybe a better offensive line.
One last prediction before week four starts.
Dave?
What, in general?
Yeah.
I don't know.
For week four.
Oh, we're talking about football in general?
Yeah, week four prediction before it starts.
Oh, I got to pull it back up. Hold on.
Okay.
I think
the Chicago Bears get a win.
I'm going with...
I guess the Panthers.
Vikings finally get their win.
Yeah.
I'm going with the Dallas Cowboys loss.
Okay.
I like that.
Patriots win that one.
Damn, Dallas Cowboys loss.
Come on, Jonathan, what's yours?
Jonathan, what you got?
The Jets upset the Kansas City Chiefs.
Nah, the Dolphins probably lose this weekend.
Taylor Swift does the national anthem.
in New York. Welcome to New York.
She's like an ambassador of New York.
Even though she's from Philly.
Yeah, even though she's not from New York.
She's from Philly. And actually, here's a funny thing. There's a conspiracy that also we were saying before that She asked Kelsey to. She has three games he has to set out from. Game one was against Detroit. See if he was serious. She's got two more. If they play Philly in the Super Bowl, he has to sit out.
Wow.
That was the thing. That's ridiculous. I was like, you're out of your mind. Everybody's jumping on the train now with that whole shit. I'm like, dude.
Yeah, I don't believe that.
I'm like, what the hell's wrong with you guys? Like, it's just they're dating. Don't take.
3%.
Yeah, we should wrap up.
So we got. Now it's time for a little bit of karaoke. I want to see if you guys know the lyrics to this song.
Here we go.
It's by Maroon 5. She Will Be Loved. So I'm going to start it, and then
She Will Be Loved. Okay, go ahead.
And then I want one of you.
Are you going to start off the beginning or the chorus?
The chorus. Go ahead. Honestly. All right. Here we go. She Will Be Loved. Here we go. I'll start.
I don't know.
I don't mind spending every day.
I don't know the fucking part.
I don't even know that Maroon 5 song, bro. I don't listen to Maroon 5 like that.
Jonathan?
Hold on.
Look for the girl with
the broken smile. Ask her if she wants to stay a while, and she will be loved. Yeah. I know it. I just couldn't think that one part.
Must be nice.
I know Maroon 5. I love Maroon 5 back my younger days.
I don't listen to Maroon 5 like that. So I mean, I know there's some of their songs.
Yeah. That song is iconic.
Jonathan, before I go.
You got 2% left, probably.
Did you see last night at the Mets game, the big hit?
Doug's number one big hit.
That means no.
When I say
I want it that way. Tell me why.
Ain't nothing but a heartache.
Tell me why.
That's like that commercial. Yeah.
All right, boys, we'll see you guys next time. Let's go, Giants. Let's end this losing streak. Oh, wait, we have a comment.
What's the comment?
I want it that way. All right, we'll see you, boys. Next week will be October. Hopefully, we're back outside.
We'll see.
Must be nice.
We'll probably be like this.
This episode was brought to you by Nicole and Dave. Go Sports. For all your latest information surrounding the world of sports, talk to Dave.